Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. There goes Fox. The throw from Hegan to second, and Fox is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Avila moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Smith scores. Avila moves to third. Wertz moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Bill Fisher now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rivera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Rivera, who tags Avila trying to return to first, for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel is hit by the pitch. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby bunts towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Heaton hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rivera moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to third. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. Rivera scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Smith reaches second base with a double. Lemon moves to third. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Fox reaches second base with a double. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera is walked intentionally. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips pinch runs for Fred Hatfield. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisher bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Dick Tomanek now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing third base. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Dick Tomanek. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Paul LaPomme now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. Avila moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Larry Raines pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Jerry Staley now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila scores. Raines moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Reynarlski now pitching. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Larry Raines now playing shortstop. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-3 in the game. Strickland strikes out. There goes Busby. The throw from Lawler to second, and Busby is out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis strikes out. One out. Ron Northey pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Ron Northey. Dave Philly pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.